Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Juvenile arrested for attempted murder of mother faces adult charges. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. The Campbell County Sheriff's Office is investigating a stabbing incident involving a 41-year-old woman, which occurred Monday night approximately 10 miles west of Gillette on Ridgeway Road. Sergeant Gary Sams reported that the victim called 911 at around 11:45 p.m. after being stabbed in the back by her 17-year-old son. The assailant used a 13-inch kitchen knife, inflicting a wound in her left shoulder blade that punctured her lung. Deputies discovered the knife lodged two-thirds of the way into her chest cavity. Emergency medical services airlifted the victim to Campbell County Memorial Hospital for treatment. The 17-year-old suspect was present at the scene when deputies and EMS arrived and was taken into custody without incident. The case has been referred to the county attorney, who has decided to charge the son as an adult with first-degree attempted murder. As of Wednesday, the woman was reported to be in stable condition. Gillette Mayor attributes city population growth to strong local economy and community atmosphere. Wyoming's population, though the smallest in the nation, has been growing steadily in recent years. According to the state of Wyoming's Economic Analysis Division, as of July 1, 2023, the state added over 7,200 residents since April 1, 2020, reaching a total of 584,057 people. In the past year alone, Wyoming saw an increase of 2,428 residents, equating to a 0.4% growth rate. County 17 reported Gillette emerged after COVID-19 as a significant growth leader, adding 218 residents between 2022 and 2023, bringing its population to 33,496. Cheyenne added the most residents, followed by Sheridan and Casper. Smaller cities like Mills, Pinedale, and Sheridan experienced the fastest growth rates. Gillette's attractiveness is attributed to its low taxes, high quality of life, strong education system, and community safety, according to Gillette Mayor Shay Lundvall. He emphasized the city's proactive economic development and robust infrastructure, including ongoing wastewater treatment facility renovations and ample water supply. Campbell County, including Gillette, also saw population increases, with the county's population rising from 47,030 in 2020 to 47,498 in 2023. The unincorporated areas of the county experienced significant growth as well, with an overall increase of 377 people, or 3.1%, from 2020 to 2023. Wright rebounded from a dip in 2021, increasing its population to 1,653 by 2023. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.